USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Debate number two marks the first time that top-tier presidential candidates will confront one another over who's the best fit to lead the Democratic effort to oust President Donald Trump in 2020. It's Joe Biden's night to show he commands the field, but it's Bernie Sanders' chance to show he's the one who understands today's Democratic Party. And Kamala Harris may aim to make a more personal impression. A high-ranking official in the Iranian government is speaking out against a possible war with the U.S. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed President Trump's claim that a war between Iran and the United States would be short-lived. David Perkins is a retired U.S. Army four-star general.
The economic sanctions are having a very large effect on the Iranians. Unfortunately for the Iranian people, they are in a tight spot. Their economy is not doing well. Their oil exports are down. The price is down.
This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
President Trump opened his most consequential trip of the year by plunging into a series of high-stakes meetings at an international summit in Japan by pushing allies on both trade and defense spending. Trump met first with the G20 summit host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and he'll follow that with talks with the leaders of India and Germany before holding his first meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin since the special counsel found extensive evidence in Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Presidents and other world leaders and political figures who use Twitter to threaten or abuse others could find their tweets slapped with warning labels. This new policy announced by the company comes amidst complaints from activists and others that President Donald Trump has gotten a free pass from Twitter to post hateful messages and attack his enemies in ways they say could lead to violence. From now on, a tweet that Twitter deems to involve matters of public interest, but which violates the service rule, will be obscured by a warning label explaining the violation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been more than a decade since the United States government was supposed to begin moving spent nuclear fuel that has been piling up at dozens of commercial reactors around the country to a repository in the Nevada desert. The Obama administration halted development of a proposed long-term storage site at Yucca Mountain, Nevada, and the federal government is no closer to finding a solution with what to do with the high-level waste. Resistance is strong in the West, including Nevada and New Mexico, as well as Texas, as they face their own hurdles. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, chairwoman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said failure of the federal government to move ahead is costing taxpayers more than $2 million a day, and the liabilities from leaving the waste where it is will only increase. About 80,000 metric tons of spent nuclear fuel is generated by commercial reactors and stored around the nation, according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office. That number continues to grow as nuclear power plants continue to operate. It's almost time to see another world from the eyes of a dragonfly. Well, at least a robotic one. NASA said that it's sending a drone called Dragonfly to explore Saturn's largest moon, Titan. Using propellers, the drone will fly and land on several spots on the icy moon to study whether it can support microbial life. The nuclear-powered mission is part of NASA's competitive New Frontiers program, which launched the New Horizons spacecraft that became the first to visit the dwarf planet Pluto. Development costs for the mission are capped at around $850 million. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.